Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We got a great message for you. We're going into part two of the Skull and Bones, and we're going to see exactly why that there is so much secrecy, especially in the last days. You know the Bible. We're gonna give you some biblical insight into the light. Now remember that there is two types of light. One is a light of wicked understanding, and one is a light of spiritual understanding. Now, the Bible says that we must choose this day who we'll serve. Well, we're in the electronic age, and of course, electronics are a system of light waves that are now coming into play more and more, and I'm going to explain to you why so much unrest in the world. One of the strategies of the wicked, or in this case, the New World Order, those that are trying to reign over the masses of people that have actually no say in the directions that we're going in, this is a locomotive, you know, that is loose on the tracks. And they're driving hell-bent to destruction. And the righteous, you know, we've got no place on this high-speed train, this light function, electromagnetic wave function that we're on. It seems like time is speeded up. And if it seems that way in your life, you're part of those who are now coming into an age of reckoning that things are changing drastically, not only on the world scene, but in the even the laws of nature are changing. I'm going to get into that. And we got a lot of good stuff for you tonight, so we want you to stay tuned into the Shepherd's Call tonight. Call a friend and tell them that we're on the air and that we are here for the benefit of those who are seeking to enter in at the straight gate. Now, the Bible says, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Broad is the way. And we're going down the Broadway on this runaway express. It seems like the righteous have no control. We're just naive. Most of us are naive. You're dumb sheep. That's what the Bible describes us as. And most of us are sitting on the seats of do nothing, and we're just along for the ride. It seems like we have no control, but we do. And that's what the wicked want us to think, that we have no power. Remember what the scripture says? I'll give you power over all the enemy. And yet today, if you listen into radio and your daily media message exchange, whatever media that you're using, television, radio, internet, telephones, whatever. Shortwave is one of the favorites. You'll find a lot of information coming down the pike on shortwave radio, but most of it is in the negative of Chicken Little, or we can do nothing, or problems, and no solutions. Well, I want to offer a solution to you, a way out. Something that you can use to win and come out ahead in the end, maybe save yourself and them that hear you, if they will hear you. And the Bible says to save yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we put our souls, this is a valuable cargo that's going down this, on this high-speed runaway train that the world, the New World Order, has engineered and orchestrated and brought forth. It's just like we're on beams of light. We're sliding through the universe. It's amazing how this thing is orchestrated and how it is actually brought forth. Well, I want to get you some latest news before I get into the Bible. I'll do a little groundwork for you. And this is a scheduled news conference coming up on March the 15th, which is just right on us here. Today is the 14th of March, and tomorrow this will be announced at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by Dr. Michael Brown. He's the Associate Professor of Planetary Astronomy in the California Institute of Technology out of Pasadena, California. And he's going to present his discovery, now listen to this, of the most distant object ever detected orbiting the sun. Now, you heard a lot about Planet X and things of this nature for the last couple of years. Brethren of truth, myself included, have been sounding the alarm that something major, eventful, could be catastrophic, an earth-changing event is due our planet. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a verse of scripture before I read you just a little bit of the article concerning the news conference tomorrow. You need to really stay tuned, because they're just only going to give you what they want you to hear, and I'll give you the rest of the story before it ever gets here. So stay tuned. This is in Revelations chapter 12, verse 12, and I've used this many times in reference to, because you see, there's one thing for certain. I've studied the Bible for 50 years, and I've learned to trust in the Word. It never fails. Sometimes it's confused. It confuses us. Sometimes I'm confused myself in the Word. It's hard to understand. You see, you've got to fast and pray and be in the light spectrum of goodness and spirituality, in tune with, in other words, the information that's coming down for the righteous, because in the same vein of light spectrum, there is a vibrational level. I'm going to explain to you the difference, the thin veil between the third and the fourth dimension. I believe that we're fixing to enter into the fourth dimension. And remember, our objective is go to the fifth dimension. This is the first level of pure spirit of goodness. But first, we've got to go through the fourth, and this is the final key, the tumbler on the lock, if you will, to not only expose, but to reveal the encounters of what is bound in the fourth dimension. You're not going to like it. It's going to be a trying time. There's going to be a great influx, if you will, of wickedness. Now, they're going to come as saviors. Now, remember, I said they are going to come as saviors. The earthlings who are unsuspecting and out of the range of pure light will be fooled, if you will, taken in by the creatures from the fourth dimension. Now, when I say creatures, they're not... they become creatures. They were created as good angels, but they're bound in the fourth dimension, a thin veil, as I said, and they will be authorized at the appropriate time, which is, I believe, now, this age, the age is upon us, to unleash the fourth dimension. In other words, the psychotronic tyranny that's coming. And that could be my message tonight, Skull and Bones, Part 2 of the Secret Orders. And I'm going to get into the light spectrums and the electromagnetic effects of the veils of the thin dimensions between the dimensions that are nothing but electronically cycled and vibrations that separates us in these thin veils. So I hope that this is going to be some really in-depth, comprehensive, deep study. But I'm sure that my class of listeners, those of you that have talked with me, that listen in to me on a regular basis, you understand what's going on. And so this is nothing new to you. It may enhance you to stay tuned. You may want to tape the message, or you may want to order this two-part, which will soon be a five-part series, that we're doing on Skull and Bones. So this is part two of Skull and Bones. Now listen in 12 and 12. Therefore, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. Now wait a minute, the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. Who's living in the sea? Well, somebody's evidently living there. I'm sure he's not talking about the fish and the sharks and things of this nature. The inhabitants, for the devil, now what would the devil come down to disturb the fish for? So there is, unbeknownst unto a lot of people, those who have the ability to live and hide, if you will, the draconian, the fish people, as I call them. These are the reptilians of the Dagon planetary system, and we're going to talk about the constellations tonight. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to prove to you that Yahweh himself described, named, if you will, he named the constellations that were already named prior to the introduction of Genesis 1. I'm going to blow you away with the evidence that comes forth that Yahweh himself named the constellations, and he told us to watch the heavens. And we've been told not to do that, that that's witchcraft, and only witches and warlocks and astrologers do that. But here's an astronomer that's warning us of an event, and the Bible says to watch the heavens. Again, I'm going to tell you that you need to really take notice of what's going on above you or around you, because in this dimensional transference, we're entering into a new age. It's really a time of reckoning. So I want you to really grasp tonight what I'm talking about. Read, it says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you. That is the electronic fence of the fourth dimension. When this is laid back, in other words, when the energy of the fourth dimension vibrates within range of the third dimension, something electromagnetic has to change to lower the electronic fence, if you will, that's kept Satan and these fallen angels at bay in the fourth dimension. A thin veil existing between the two, however, been very effective until the appointed time. So then, remember what the scripture says in Matthew 24, there shall be wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not afraid. Now, that's very interesting. You see, by being afraid, that's what the New World Order is trying to invoke. Terror, psychotronic tyranny, spraying, chemtrails, and things of this nature to make you more susceptible to disease and horror. You know, if they can get you afraid, then these demons who actually thrive on fear, fear attracts them. So if you have perfect love, you cast out the fear of the demonic influence that will influence the world and yet will not influence you. If you have the pure gold, and gold is the conductor that can actually shield the bad vibrations from these lower levels, which, like I say, they feed on fear, blood. They like massive carnage. They like to invoke death and things of this nature. So this is what they're looking for. The final assault, where it warns the people that Satan is coming down with great wrath. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Wrath can be inflicted in more ways than one. We think about wrath as he's coming with a sword, and he ain't coming with that. The wrath of his coming is peaceful. Now, I know that's going to confuse some of you that really don't know what I'm saying here, but let me explain myself. He will come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom But behind all of that is a wrathful vengeance on controlling the earth and its peoples to enslave, to shackle, to kill, to steal, and destroy, and to deceive the very elect, if possible. Somehow, with really no doing of yours other than obedience, because you see, Yahweh's got a people that is saved by grace through faith, and that not of themselves. So Yahweh's going to save a certain people that are in tune with or able to receive the electromagnetic bombardment of the good light that's coming from above. And I want to get into that. And tonight I want to give you my email address because I'd like to correspond. We got a lot of information we could send you on behalf of our message tonight. So I'd like to pass on to you that do not have my email address. I very seldom give it because of the many viruses that are sent my way. However, tonight I'm going to give you my email address and welcome you to write me and correspond with me, or we can trade information, whichever that you prefer. So have your pen and paper ready, and I'll give you my email along with my physical address and my telephone number, praise Yahweh. So I want to communicate with it because I believe this is all in utmost importance. Now, remember now, he's coming down having great wrath, coming back. He's coming back peacefully. He's going to obtain the kingdom. He's going to come in. All the kings of the earth are going to anoint him as Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, there may be a temple being built for him right now as we speak. This is all going to be a part of the deceptive plan of the Zionist cause, along with the Christian fundamentals who are going to support it tooth and toenail, and he's going to deceive those who have not paid the ransom price. In other words, if you're going to be counted worthy to escape that which is coming, I ain't talking about Satan's wrath, I'm talking about the wrath of Yahweh. When he comes in flame and fire, taking vengeance, that will be after Satan appears with his angels from the fourth dimension. Remember, Yahweh's coming from the fifth dimension. Fifth is the number of grace. This is where the flow of righteous light. In other words, you see, the Bible says that Yahweh himself will send a strong delusion through this psychotronic application of deceiving all those who are worthy of being deceived. You see, if you don't pay the supreme ultimate price to lay down or be willing to lay down your life or to take on the truth as versus tradition. You see, it's so easy to sit in a church of tradition. Where I'm coming from, my teaching is hard. It's plain. It's direct. And it cuts to the bone. And it cuts out tradition. It cuts out man's theories. And we're going to stay right with the word. Remember now, look at right across the page in chapter 11 of Revelations chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 18 as opposed to Revelations 12 and 12. On the same page of my Bible, King James, notice, and the nations were angry. Now, when Satan comes in peacefully, he's going to call a world council of the kings of the earth, the governments, and the New World Order. And he's going to inform them that coming behind him, or coming behind the fourth dimension angels that are coming to this earth to set up their kingdom, they'll reign a short time. But it'll be long enough to deceive the very elect if possible. So all the nations, now read Daniel 12 and 1 through 3, for confirmation of what I'm talking about, and I'll go into the book of Daniel chapter 2 with the four kingdoms that's set up. Well, I just wish I had 5 hours, 6 hours, maybe 10 hours of continuous teaching. I could teach on this for 10 hours and never hardly pause for a drink of water or a breath to breathe because there's so much to be told in so short a time. Remember, Satan is on a fast-paced horse because he knows when the electronic fence of the fourth dimension is dropped, he and his angels for their final stand. This is the final stand. There's already been wars fought with these beings all over the heavens, the effects of them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're now exploring Mars, and we're finding out things that the government are not telling you, that Mars was in prehistoric times, way back, perhaps millions of years ago, that Mars was inhabited by our forefathers, who are now inhabiting the Earth. See, a transference of from that planet where there was actually war, nuclear, psychotronic tyranny, if you will. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these things that the government is, I mean, we fear nuclear, but they are so advanced beyond nuclear that nuclear is just a little old firecracker compared to how that they can control the electromagnetic waves, the ley lines that run in the Earth and through the universe. They harness these, they know how to manipulate them, and they become man, along with Satan and his angels, have become major opponents of those that are good. And for you that are good, for you that are holy and righteous, and for you that want the truth, I mean, you're living in some of the most troublesome times. We're having bombs. We're having terrorism around the planet. We're told that we need protection. Big Brother needs to take laws into their own hands. The government needs to have quick reaction strike forces and nuclear preparedness. We have to be ready for a suitcase bomb event. So we're surrendering all of our rights as citizens of the country to be protected by the very enemy that is going to do us in. And this is the trap that we're in. It's almost a catch-22. We're damned if we do and damned if we don't. Everything is going to look like and have the appearance, because of the circumstances, that we need to surrender our rights, our privileges, and our laws needs to be circumvented with amendments for all of these things to be in place to give us the protection, because we fear. And by doing these things, which are orchestrated from within, not from without, these are orchestrated, pre-planned by the secret orders that are running not only this country, but the world in general, mostly controlling all nations at this point and calling the psychotronic tyranny shots that are being heard not only through our ears and our eyes are seeing all these negative things that are being shown, but they're already affecting our electric makeup, and that's what we are, electronic beings, and they know how to actually shut down. They can stop your heart from beating with the interruption of the electromagnetic forces that surround us. They've already proved it. The weapons that can, they're laser controlled, and they can shoot satellites in the heavens out of the air through accurate means of these energy beams that are now advanced way beyond nuclear. They don't have to have nuclear anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to this. The nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to your servants, the prophets. Oh, the prophets are the first to, they're first on the line to give you warning, ladies and gentlemen. If you won't listen to a prophet, because Yahweh himself said, I will not reveal anything to those on the earth except I first reveal it to the prophets. You see, it's a venture of faith. Yahweh has always chosen his prophets to be the mouthpiece for his cause. Well, you know what they thought of the prophets. Look in the biblical past, including Christ. The passion is now making its rounds. Millions of people are going to see it. The greatest prophet that ever walked, Christ and John the Baptist, two of the greatest, Christ being the greatest, and no prophet greater than John that was born of a woman that had an earthly father. Both of them were killed, treated terribly. And on that 33-degree line of thought, which is a avenue of light. The brotherhood of light, which are dark, remember the Bible said, make sure that the light in you be not darkness. That's what I'm talking about here. And the secret orders of the skull and bones and other secret orders that are connected uniquely to this. We're talking about some of the higher echelons that they draw above the 33rd degrees that they issue. You see, every president is automatically issued as a courtesy call for these secret orders. They're already issued a 32nd degree order of initiation. Well, we just heard this week that the initiation process went terribly wrong, and one of the temples of the Brotherhood of Light, and a brother was shot. It was an accident. They say, witnesses said it was an accident, but the fellow that was doing the initiating was to scare the initiate, and instead of using the blank gun that he was handed, he pulled out his own 38, which he carried with a permit, and he shot the victim in the head, and he killed him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's more things that are, I mean, this is just an isolated incident, and it rarely happens, but the raising of the brotherhood in the initiation process made to make you afraid. So you see, the first order of anything to control you is to get you afraid. You'll surrender anything you've got for safety. The Bible says a man will give all that he's got to save himself. Well, you know, they're telling us the enemy is out there, and the book of man is about to get us, and he's just around the corner. And as a frightened populace everywhere in the earth now, with all the rash of bombs, it's not safe to travel, it's not safe to fly, it's not safe to do anything or go anywhere or say anything without an armed camp of these Gestapo-type paramilitary units standing ready to chase the bad guys away and save the day. And we're ready to guarantee all of our liberties being surrendered for that very purpose. Now, I want you to look at this verse real good. I'm going to get into the reasons and the reckoning here in just a moment. Got a lot of stuff. I'm just not going to be able to get to it all. But remember that thou should give reward to the servants, the prophets, and the saints, and that they that fear your name. Now, this fear is the word 5399 in the Greek. It don't mean to be afraid literally, as was Adam, who was afraid of Yahweh. Remember, he walked with him before he fell, and after he fell, he become afraid, not fearing. Now, fear is reverence. Fear is a total respect for a power beyond you. Well, being afraid means that you surrender the reverence that you have for a higher power and walk with a lower power that's promised you safety, and the Bible says they will promise you safety when they themselves are captive of the very thing that we should fear. So they're leading us right down to the slaughter. Now, Dr. Brown, let me tell you what's going to happen. In late February 2004, a large planetoid labeled 2004DW was found in Edgeworth, the Kuiper Belt, and it is thought to be bigger than any other EKBO thus far, with the exception of the planet Pluto. You see, this is how big this object that they found. But its discovery produced the following statement from the research team involved, and this is what it said. Listen to this now. This is the quote. I want you to listen to this now. Remember, there's going to be a news conference tomorrow about this matter. It's now only a matter of time before something is going to be discovered that will change our entire view of the outer solar system. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing quote from an astronomer that has located a large object in February, late February, 2004? Did your government know about it prior to that? Of course they did. Now they're only being permitted to reveal this. This is quite a claim. Presumably, Dr. Brown already had some data in his possession, and that data is now about to be released, which he said, quote-unquote, it will change our entire view of the solar system. Isn't that exciting? Possibility that could actually bring catastrophic events to our Earth. And I believe that that will follow, that the Earth will shake at the presence of Satan. The light being that fell, that has ordained the secret orders and placed them in power upon the Earth to rule the masses of the sheep, along with the other unsuspecting people that are here upon the planet. And ladies and gentlemen, to be frank and honest with you, we're overpopulated. It's the plan to depopulate, to reduce substantially to around 500 million instead of 6 or 7 billion people. Are these events planned to actually take out a particular ethnic race of the earth? Has the plan been enacted for almost 6,000 years? Are we just now getting into the climactic state of the 7,000 year event where that we are entering into what is known as, listen now, the photon belt? It is a 2,000 year broad spectrum of high intense light energy that we are, and you see, Satan knows this. This is a natural occurrence. It happens around every 26,000 years, or 211s, 222s is what we're looking at, because the last time it happened was back about 11,000 years ago. We're due again. Well, we just so happens that there is evidence that there was a planet. It's shown clearly on the stones of Eba in the Mesopotamian area of Iraq and Iran. Maybe that's the reason we really went there, to obtain the point of the 33rd parallel dimension where all these evil shape-shifting reptilians are bound under the Euphrates, meaning the fourth dimension. This is the doorway to the fourth dimension. And that all the carnage, all the blood, ladies and gentlemen, it was awful how many lives of Iraqi soldiers in 91, and now here we are in 2004, and we're killing. Now, blood is being still shed there, as a fact. You'll never know the numbers. These numbers are kept very private. You only know what they want you to know. And I'm telling you, blood is what draws from the fourth dimension, these blood seeking. You know, the Bible said they wanted blood to drink, and Yahweh's going to promise us some, he's promised them a battle of Armageddon and blood to the horses' bridles, and these demonic demons will have a field day feasting on killing, stealing, and destroying, and that time is upon us tonight, as Pastor Buddy is ministering to you with all of the love in my heart for you who are worthy to escape these things. Remember that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but we're saved through the prophetic word and the live ongoing events that the prophet is in tune with the spirit to discern these things. Our solar system journeys through the universe, like I said, in a 2602 or 26,200 year cycle. And its path is crossing what is termed as the Milky Way. Oh, I'd love to get into the Orion constellation. Let me give you three Hebrew words. Let me say them for you. Kimah, Kishil, Amush. Kimah, Kishil, Amush. Now, what I just said was the Pleiades, Orion, and Arcturus, the three constellations that is mentioned in the book of Job, 9 and 9. Now, remember, 9 is resurrection, so Yahweh very strategically placed a revelation for us. You see, he named the constellations, and you're told not to look at them, not to think about them, or not to investigate them. Ladies and gentlemen, you have long been lied to by the children of light who are dark. We have been told not to do those things, and yet the secret orders, they have astrologers and astronomers working day and night. Our government is the largest employer of astrologers in the world. Let me repeat that. Our government is the largest employer of planet charters, the astronomers and the astrologers. They want the star movements and they want the interpretation. These are considered wise men. They were considered wise men in the Bible. So Yahweh himself named Kama, Strong's number 03598. That's Strong's number in the Hebrew, 03598. That's 3598. Strong's number 3598 gives you Kama, which means the constellation of the seven sister stars in Pleiades. Now, next week I'm going to really get into the Pleiades belt and the Orion belt and show you the alignment of Egypt and the star systems and the pyramid, why it was built, who built it, why it was placed there as a, it's really a milepost, if you will, it's a beacon of light, of eternal light to point you back to where we came from or where our ancestors came from that we might have access to the tree of life. Now, Kishil is 3684, Orion. It's the 3684, Kishil. Arcturus is 5789. This is Arcturus, Orion, and the Pleiades. All three constellations of Job 9 and 9, Yahweh himself identifies and calls them by name. Now, shouldn't you be interested of what else is out there? Because he also mentions in the same verse the chambers thereof. Now, the chambers is the innermost sanctum of what he aligned in the constellations. And ladies and gentlemen, there's 12 constellations. And with that belt of constellations, it's written like a mural, like I said last Sunday night, of enlightenment. If you could see the glory of the stars being put there for a directive for to point you back to the Father who declared the end from the very beginning. Now, listen to this. As our system, our solar system, as it journeys through the universe in a 26,200-year cycle, its path crossing a term that we use, the Milky Way, if you've ever looked up in the constellation of Orion's right in the middle of that, by the way, and the good time to see it is February, March, when you have no haze, before the heat of the summer gets in. So the winter time is a very beautiful time to see the Milky Way. It's awesome, and it is the only system that is described as electromagnetic currently alive with energy. And it's an amazing event that it sends these radio signals. Is there life there? Of course there is. Will there be a time that we will enter into? Now we come into this Milky Way at a right angle. Twice during that period, every 13,000 years or so, therefore, the planet Earth comes into what is known as a space-time overlap. An electromagnetic no-zone of energy vacuum, which complete absence of electromagnetic fields and the temporary suspension of the planetary grid system. And when the pendulum reaches the destructive pause at the end of its swing, which we're right now at this era, this is the result. This cosmic cloud is called the photon belt. You've heard a lot about it, perhaps, if you are listening to a lot of information that's coming down today, along with what is now believed to be a great discovery. Ladies and gentlemen, it shouldn't be such a big discovery that Satan is going to come down among us. Well, what is Satan? He's an angel. He's not native to this earth. He's an intruder. He's known as the serpent. He's the wicked one. He's not coming to the earth for any good cause. He's coming to deceive the very elect and to destroy the earth. Listen here. And that thou shouldest destroy them, all right, if you will look at verse 12 of chapter 12, you'll see who it is. Great wrath. Satan is coming down knowing that he has but a short time to work. Now, he's going to come in peacefully, obtain the kingdom, and then he's going to actually start evicting all the righteous. The righteous will be delivered up. And how they know the difference between the two? They will be able to discern who the children of Yahweh are, as opposed to who the children of Satan are. And there will be a great slaughter. You'll be put in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, they literally got them already. Satan's been here planning and plotting. I mean, his arrival is not official. He's not appeared in person. He will. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, Satan is a little spirit that's floating around out there in space, and he's what causes us to do evil. He's the opposer of everything that man has tried to do good. Well, that's true. But you forget that he was a created example and a beautiful specimen. He was first choice, first class choice of all the other angelic beings, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and all the angels that's mentioned in the book of Enoch. Perhaps they don't want you to read that one for sure. I'm so thankful I got to get into that one and read about all the escapades of the angels that were here pre-Adam and here after Adam. And they were wreaking havoc then by doing the very things that they're going to be doing in Matthew chapter 24. It says that these same beings would be loosed again for the final time. You see, they've been bound and loosed. The wars have been fought in the heavens and other places and other planets. And now, finally, this is the climactic end time events, and prepare for these events, which will change not only the earth will never be the same, the people on it will never be the same, those who are deceived by it are not wise, but the Bible said many of our own kind, the righteous, will fall to triumph, and that they will turn against their brothers, brother against brother. And isn't that happening today with Homeland Security? These things that they promise you liberty by giving up your security or giving up your rights, and they promise you the liberties and that you will live free and without harm. All these are just the psychotronic tyranny of fear that they're promoting. And that's how these evil ones in the fourth dimension will be drawn to this earth by a pronounced, projected fear that will actually tear down the electronic fence of containment that was placed there by Michael and his angels, and it's an appointed time. It will come. Satan will come on the earth with his angels. The ones that were here in Genesis chapter 6 will be here in the end time. Oh, I feel the anointing. Praise Yahweh. We're near. And it will become dear to your heart because it will be a sign that will be given to you. And this is the sign that Yahweh said as it was in the days of Noah. You need to go back there and really look at that. I fasted a mighty long time to get the revelation that the Father gave me there. And the things that he gave me made me seem foolish. I mean, the church began to think I was so far out. I spoke in such drastic terms, climactic, terrible times, that they couldn't they'd run outside the church house and stop their ears up because they didn't want to hear the message that I've had for the last 40 years. Well, now I'm just a lone prophet in the street crying out with the aid and the help of those that support my message and believe that I have been visited by Yahweh and anointed to preach the gospel, fearing no man, taking no prisoners, and wanting no gain. I have nothing to gain in this but eternal life. I have everything to lose, my life, my blood, my prestige, my honor. You see, the Bible says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination to the Father and his angels of truth. If you're well respected, there's something wrong with you. If you're accepted as the norm today, it's something wrong. If you're considered a madman, a lunatic, or beside yourself, you're in the righteous clutches of Yahweh. So they thought about all the prophets from Abel down to Zechariah, from Zechariah down to the present age of the prophets and the speakers and the criers and the teachers that are in the streets proclaiming this strange mystery that there is a psychotronic tyranny that is being put upon the people through the aid of manipulating the electromagnetic spectrum. And ladies and gentlemen, I could spend an eternity just with the information that's available since Tesla, and he just scratched the surface. The government confiscated all of his records. Certain people stole his patents. They're still running them today. Fossil fuels are still being used in the earth. We could be on free energy. Every man and woman and child could have free energy going to his house if it was permitted. It's not going to be permitted because this is the rule of the government system. They don't want man free. They want him enslaved, bound in the monetary system of all the silver and wealth of the gold that in the planet. They want to be in control of it. But if you free man from all these things that are utilities and things that he must pay a mortgage on and give him freedom and liberty and the riches that he deserves, and everyone living good and wholesome and free of sin and disease. See, there's cancer cures. You just don't have access to it. There's mental cures. Most of the mental diseases are induced by electronic manipulation of psychotronic tyranny. And ladies and gentlemen, our institutions are filled up. It's just like you're a farming system and that's basically what they think of the Goyim, the heathen. And there is an elite people that have been given the mastery or the secret knowledge of dark light. Remember, the light in you, make sure it's not darkness, the Bible said. Well, these secret orders are so evolved into the darkness of light. They appear wise, but in the eyes of Yahweh, they're foolish. They've sold out for a piece of bread and to get the gold for the last days, which in eventually they will cast it into the streets. They will run into the rocks and the mountains, which they've already borrowed into the earth with these vast caverns and tunnel systems that they have made to hide in the event of the shift. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, I informed you last week that the shift has happened before in history. We have artifacts. Matter of fact, if you look at the poles, they were probably in the tropical zones maybe 15,000 years ago. They were in the tropical zones that are now present, and the frigid zones were tropical. So this is going to shift again. There is evidence that that animals were grazing on the tundra. And beneath there were the daisy cups still in their mouth, fresh buffalo and things of this nature that are still edible, by the way, that roamed deer 10,000 years ago, and almost a flash flood, a shift in the poles. We're having it again. We're at the verge. The measurement of the earth is indicating something catastrophic is about to happen. And yet the world is only prepared. The average citizen can only go 3 days without going hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the great shift? Are you ready for the catastrophic events? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You see, Satan's going to come down. We're merging into what we call a space travel continuum. And the photon belt, prior to this, of course, is that they are not giving the masses the information about the ozone hole. You've heard about it. Problems and alleged effect of ultraviolet rays. It's just a cover-up of the dangers which entry into this photon belt presents. These photons are invisible, penetrating rays of light, which can be extremely damaging, just like x-rays. So if you're not able to make the great switch, that's how that he's going to enlighten those who are righteous and destroy those who are not. So we're entering into an age, but before we enter into this full-blown light age of the photon belt, where we'll not need any artificial moon or sun or things of this nature, it's going to be continuous light. And actually, to tell you the truth, we are basically evolving, if you will, around this system, which is known as the photon belt. We're just now getting into the actual effects of this belt. Now, let me give you the what time I've got left here. Let me give you how the system evolves, this photon belt evolves. Like I said, now we're moving into a zone in space that is the Milky Way that has a band of this energy, and our star moves into that band, our central sun, for about 2,000 years. And this event happens, as I said, about every 11 to 12,000 years, give or take. And the last time that we were in this band was in Atlantis. Now, you may not believe, you may think that Atlantis is a myth. But if you go back, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. We're just repeating the bad mistakes because we're being led by the children of darkness who are posing as children of light. And we are now in this system. And we ourselves, we're the eighth star. Eighth is a new beginning. That's what we have a hope for. We're the eighth star in the Pleiadian star group. Remember, Yahweh and Job 99 specifically mentions these constellations that we will be in for the last eight. These specific three, in the constellation of Orion and the Pleiades and Arcturus, we're now entering into those, this age of Aquarius, which means the age of a pouring out. Now, oh man, I'm not going to get into this. My time is just up and I'm out of time. Let me quickly give you my email address. If you'd like to email me tonight, buddy, lowercase, B-U-D-D-Y, buddy, one, the number one, at CenturyTel. That's CenturyTel.net. buddy1@centurytale.net. Now, I hope you get that. I'd like to hear from you. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me, I appreciate all those that have written me in the last week on the message, Skull and Bones. This is part two. And I hope that you will get the follow-up to this. Just notify me if you'd like to have the tape. We'll have it on CD later, but we have it on audio available for you tonight. You can order this tape that you've heard tonight by Pastor Buddy by writing Pastor Buddy. That's simply all you got to do. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, as Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you would like to email me again tonight, you can do so. If you have capabilities, just email Buddy, buddy1@centurytale.net. That's all you need. And ask for the tape. Skull and Bones, The Mystery of Skull and Bones, Part 2. And we will do a five-part series on this. It's going to take me at least 3 or 4 more hours to get through just the surface of this. I'm just hitting the high notes. I just wish I had time to speak on this about a week of continuous, nonstop radio time that I could get the information that's needed to get it out. It's critical. This information should be shared with your fellow brother. If you love them, share it with them and tell them about our show here on WWCR 5070. I'm live. This is Sunday the 14th, and I'm live and direct. You can call me after the show. Ray Jolly, I'm in the studio here doing the show live tonight. Now, if you'd like to contact my sponsor and make a donation. Now, these are the toll-free numbers that I'm going to give you two toll-free numbers. You can call tonight and pledge support. We need your help. We are financially strained. We are in a dogfight. And you know that it costs to ride this runaway train to get the information to you. So call us. 1-877-289-7439 or 1-888-281-7320. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you tonight live on WWCR around the world, a mighty voice of the number one shortwave radio station, bar none in the world. We're delighted to be with you. Yahweh bless you until next Sunday night. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call saying, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.